Chapter 4. In the days that followed, Nightbird Woman began to appear wherever McCabe was. While writing in his journal, while shaving outside his lodge, and sometimes, to his embarrassment, while bathing in the stream, he would look up to find her standing nearby. The Cheyenne took baths every morning, but men and women bathed in different parts of the stream. Three Hatchets glared at him more and more fiercely every time they met, and Looking Glass began to sulk in the lodge. Then the camp moved. The lodge poles were taken down, and the large hide covers were folded and packed on horseback. Looking Glass would not let him help her rig travoy poles to the pack animals. She took great pride, she said, in showing him that a Dakota woman could do just as well as any Cheyenne woman. The long column trailed away to the northwest, toward the distant mountains. Women, for the most part, rode the animals that were rigged to the travoy. Infants were carried on cradle boards in their mother's arms, while slightly older children rode in bent wood cages to keep them from falling off. Adolescent boys herded the horses, and young girls of that age walked beside their mothers. Men rode wherever they liked, except for a few members of the six societies who fanned out to guard the march and scout the path. For almost a week, the long column wound its way slowly northward. Finally, on the seventh day, they built a camp inside of mountains that stood like blue mist on the horizon. Making camp was women's work, and McCabe had already discovered that Looking Glass didn't take kindly to his interfering, so he spent his time walking outside the camp circle, where he gathered tiny blue and yellow wildflowers. Lately he had begun to wear the shirt Looking Glass had made for him, and he found the moccasins she had produced were much more comfortable than his boots. Spring was on the prairie, and soft breezes sweeping in from the mountains seemed to carry the scent of new pine and fir. As he walked back to camp, he found himself drifting toward the lodge of Nightbird Woman's father. Small boys astride sticks, their make-believe horses, circled him on the run and shouted the cries of buffalo hunters. Elk Antler was nowhere in sight, but his daughter and five other women worked outside the lodge over two cooking fires. A pot of thick stew bubbled over one, while a rack of buffalo ribs, suspended on a thong, turned slowly above the other. All five women looked up when he stopped in front of Nightbird Woman.